Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 212.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 212. My name is Brendan Lowe. I'm the creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. So it's a little earlier than usual than I usually record the podcast, but I have a huge day today. So I needed to do this earlier. So to be exact, it is 7:30 in the morning, but I love it, and clearly I'm just knocking the mic around everywhere here. I'm just out of my element, but we're going to have some fun today. We got a cool episode that I love teaching on. I love teaching people about this because it's so freeing. I don't know if you haven't guessed, but I love freedom. I love having freedom, thus the tagline of Jazz Piano School, learning freedom, and I love teaching people to build their music around freedom and showing you how to do that though in a structured way, not just like a willy wally, like kind of like, oh, just go be free, you know, like, no, here are the steps to actually achieve freedom, like learning freedom, right? So it's a very cool tagline. Actually, I was very proud of the branders who came up with that. I was like, this is perfect, amazing. Anyway, so I really don't have too much for you guys today. Again, we have a lot of new things happening in Jazz Piano School, as always. And again, we are open, so I highly encourage you to go check out jazzpianoschool.com and click on the Learn More button if you're curious about joining Jazz Piano School, joining us, joining the community, becoming a freedom learner, Jazz Piano School freedom learner, right? Just like I'm, everything's around freedom at Jazz Piano School, learning freedom. You become a freedom learner when you join the community. It's an amazing experience. So, with that being said, what I'm going to talk to you guys about this episode is going to be breaking out of your improv norm, right? So we all have habits, okay? We have habits when we play improv. I have habits. Everybody has habits because that's how you kind of, you learn to speak a language, right? You're kind of, you know, like you get into the ebb and flow of doing certain things, but eventually we need to try to break out of our norms. We need to try and do different things than we're used to. That's the only way we're going to grow. Remember this one thing, anytime you're uncomfortable or you're trying to do something new to you, you're going to grow. Anytime you're faced with resistance, you're going to grow. You're going to get better. It's the same thing with jazz piano, with learning jazz piano. When you're tackling the resistance and something is difficult for you, but you're battling it, you're tackling it, you are literally getting better. That is the process of getting better. Isn't that funny? It's a funny thing. I love talking about this. Most people think getting better is like an easy thing. It's not easy. It's not easy. Anytime you actually, like just the process of getting up to bat, that is making improvement. That is progress. Even if you swing and miss, just getting up to bat and swinging is, you have to go through the failure methods. That's why we go to the gym, right? Literally, when you lift weights, you are failing at lifting weights. But because you're doing it over and over, you're training your body to get used to it. It's the same thing with jazz piano. So as I go into this lesson here, remember that, okay? And remember that in your head, because every time you slow down to tackle something that you don't know, every time you literally look and stare that resistance in the face, you're getting better. And that's what we all want. We all want results. We all want improvement. We want to get better. All right? So with that being said, let's dive into this episode. Here we go. All right, so textures. This is going to be the first thing I'm going to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to take a 2-5-1-6 to solo over. So let's say I'm soloing over a G minor 7 to C 7 to F major 7. Okay, so anytime we go to solo, Now, that sounded pretty good, but it was in the pocket. I mean, it was kind of like, it was a little safe, right? The first thing, the first tip I want to give you guys is that you need to think about different textures and you need to analyze your playing. So what was it? What did I do just there? If this is something I'm used to doing, I need to look at what I did and think to myself, okay, what did I just play? It was close to this. Right, so I had some bebop approaches. I had a little bit of space. Excuse me. And, you know, it didn't really move around too much, okay? So to break out of our improv norms, to break out of our habits, we need to do something different. We need to have contrast. So I'm going to leave more space. I didn't leave that much space. I'm going to leave more space. But I'm going to play more or less similar notes. Okay, here we go. Now, I couldn't play all the same notes because obviously I wouldn't be able to leave space. But already, I'm breaking out of my norm, like instantly, breaking out of my norm. I need to analyze my natural habits, my natural tendencies when I'm improvising, okay? You cannot be on autopilot. This is practice. What I'm doing is literally practicing breaking out of the norm. Like I'm sitting, this is what you're going to do. You're going to sit down at the piano. You're going to literally do exactly what I'm doing here by yourself, okay? Play a line, all right? I'll do another one. And I'm not going to think about it. Sloppy, but that's okay. So let me see. Let me figure out what I'm trying to play here. There we go. And again, even that part, like I was hearing something and I was like, okay, that's not coming out right. Like what am I intentionally trying to do there? But that was more of a habit thing. Okay, and then slow it down. So those were all kind of natural tendencies to me in a way, right? And so what do I need to do different to change that now? Like, what do I need to do? Well, it was in one register. I used some blues. Something like that. Now, I had a lot of different 16th note patterns. I was using some altered scale. I could make it more diatonic, less bluesy, right? That would be a contrasting texture. All right, so let's try that. Let's try less blues and more diatonic. And then less 16th notes as well, less rhythm. Right? That's completely different than what I just played. Let's try a different register. Again, completely different. Let's try moving around more or trying jumping to change registers. Again, completely different. I really liked what I did on that last one. Okay, you see what I'm getting at here? So with every texture that you play, you need to think about the opposite. This is exactly how you're going to start to break out of your norms. And again, I'm playing a lot. I could play more too. You need to go further with every single element. I could go further. And so that was a lot. And then I go to the flip side of that, right? I go a little. Right? And so I do less. So you're experimenting with the different ways to break out of your norms. And again, think about as many different colors, textures, atmospheres as you can possibly come up with. Now, these You know, obviously you'll need some, here's some examples, right? So obviously you see I'm doing little space, a lot of space in medium. Okay, now one thing I'm not doing is duration, right? A lot of these bebop lines are short. I could do more duration. Hear how the sound changes, like now that I'm holding my notes down instead of making them short, right? So before I was going, you hear the difference in my accents, in my approach. Like this is articulation. I could make those even shorter, right? Ba 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 ba, like with more staccato. Oscar had a really accent-y touch. And then other players, like Keith and Brad, they have more of a legato kind of holding sound. Right, that's all holding and legato, okay? So you're looking for as many different textures as possible. I'm not even talking about notes now. I'm just talking about textures. Like, no matter what level you are, this is super, super important. No matter what level you are, you can absolutely start to integrate this into your playing. Like even if you only use three notes, like what if I just use these, like the scale, the F major scale, like five notes, right? I'm going to use five notes. If you can use five notes and apply these techniques, right, about changing your texture, you're instantly going to get better. Right, so that was legato. That was semi-staccato, semi-legato. Here's like all staccato. Right? And again, I'm playing, even if you play less than that, you can play less. Sorry. Again, you see that this is the process, though. The thing that I want you to take away from this is the process. This process works for any level, any level. Like everybody watching this and listening should be able to do this, practice this, and get better instantly. Okay, do you see that? Like that's very, very important. And again, this can be anything. All right, so register, texture. We've gone over different things. So you can do chords now, right? Think about two notes, two note groupings. And then you have chords as well. So you have like dyads, triads, right? Groupings of four, five, whatever you want. You have octaves. Right? You have different registers. So then finally what this turns into is you start combining them. You start combining them. And again, don't be afraid to move down into the lower end of the piano. Again, I'm playing on autopilot. So like I started going into more like autopilot stuff and language I knew, right? And then I would take a second and be like, okay, what type of autopilot was I on? How do I need to change that? Right? More textures, more rhythms, maybe less bebop language, right?
right? Whatever it is. And then you start experimenting with the entire piano. You start experimenting with your whole range of improvisational tools, okay, that you've learned. No matter what it is, obviously I'm playing at a more advanced level, but this is how you do it. Then you start to analyze, like literally sit and analyze what you just played and take it, like just use a 2-5-1 like I'm doing, or 2-5-1-6 to get turned back around. Okay, this will literally help you look at your solo. Like you need to take a second and reflect on exactly what you're doing. All right, so all these different type of textures are going to literally break out of the norm. Now, the thing I want to say about notes before I let you guys go, like this practice element in itself, what I've taught you up until this point, is so valuable. It's so valuable. You should do this every single day. And I guarantee, like, you will make faster progress than you've ever seen before. People go on autopilot and they don't really take a second to think and analyze about what they're doing. And because of that, they're not able to break out of their box. So you hear the same recycled lines over and over and over again. Do something different. Break out of the box. Okay, notes, guys, notes. Notes are so much less important than everybody thinks. So many people just put so much emphasis on notes. Oh, I want to learn this scale. I want to learn that scale. I want to learn the... It doesn't matter what you play. Like, think about... I want you to think about all these notes. Right? So you have these all... Like, there's a finite amount of notes you have in a scale, essentially. Right? All these notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You have 12 notes, right? 12 tone scale. I'm sure you've heard of that before. It doesn't matter. Like, work more on creating an elements and atmosphere. So, for example, if I don't even think about notes, I'm going to play over my 2-5-1-6, okay? See what I'm saying? Like, that didn't sound that bad. That was cool. That was some cool stuff. And what I learned from myself, like, it was more free, obviously. What I learned was that, like, I'm finding sounds. I'm finding ways and things to add into my own improv. Like, you need to break out of the box to literally start to find different things you like and explore more improv. And if you're stuck in a groove right now or some sort of plateau and where you're not able to break through, like, yes, it could be you could need more jazz improvisational tools. That could be one thing, like, obviously. But if you're more, you know, it doesn't matter. This will still help no matter where you are. So don't pay attention to the notes as much, right? And keep it small. Like, again, like I showed you, you can use three notes. It doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter at all. The process of literally exploration using different contrasting textures while you're analyzing your improv is what's going to help you break out of your improvisational norms and get better no matter what level you are at. All right? Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'll talk to you soon.